You are listening to Western Iowa's information leader, KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones, here with your midday news for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. The body of a missing Northwest Iowa trucker has been found a mile and a half from where his truck was found abandoned in November. The wife of 53-year-old David Schultz of Wall Lake says she suspects foul play in his death. Sarah Schultz spoke this morning at a news conference broadcast by KTIV-TV.
My daughter was home visiting. My grandson was here for Thanksgiving. He was looking forward to getting done with work and coming home to spend time with them. And I can't think of a good reason to get out of the truck and walk in the middle of a field.
Schultz says she was notified yesterday afternoon that a body had been found. Schultz says law enforcement told her she would not recognize the body and she was shown her husband's boots to make an identification. Schultz's disappearance sparked a massive search. Jake Rowley of Louisiana's United Cajun Navy was involved in that search and joined the trucker's wife at today's news conference explaining where Schultz's body was found.
Open farm field, freshly tilled, along a creek bed.
And when he went missing, the fields were empty, and there was no snow.
And there's been no crop planted since.
Rowley says his group did not search the field where Schultz's body was found, but is familiar with the area. David Schultz's wallet and cell phone were in his truck when it was found parked on a highway in rural Sac County. His body has been sent to the Iowa State Medical Examiner's office, and officials have announced they are anticipating autopsy results to be released yet today. The Carroll City Council has scheduled a public hearing for the proposed sale of city-owned property for its May 13th meeting. The lot in question sits east of the Adams Elementary School at 1114 North Main Street. According to city manager Aaron Koiker, the city purchased the property on a foreclosure sale and put it out for bid to potential developers.
On Friday, we received sealed bids for the purchase of this property. They were received at 3 p.m. on April 19th. The city only received one bid from PKDW LLC. Their bid amount to purchase the property is $12,500, and they are proposing to build a multifamily housing unit on that property. Units will be rented or sold as affordable housing. Demolition on the property would take place immediately upon signing over the deed.
Koiker adds the city has no substantial interest in continued ownership of the lot, and the home that sits there currently has been a nuisance for many years. However, he says the council can't just offload the property and must follow proper procedure.
We can't approve the bid until we go through the public hearing, so we need to approve the resolution setting a public hearing for May 13th on the proposed sale of city interest in 1114 North Main Street.
The council voted 5-0 to set the public hearing for the May 13th meeting. Ward 3 Councilman Kyle Bauer recused himself from voting on the issue due to his connections to PKDW LLC. The Carroll County Planning and Zoning Commission is seeking public input on the latest iteration of the county's comprehensive plan. The 100-page document will serve as the county's roadmap for officials from housing and culture to transportation and infrastructure. The comprehensive plan also establishes regulations for potential land use that officials will use when considering proposed zoning changes and other programming. A link to the online survey and the draft comprehensive plan is included with this story on our website. Carroll County's comprehensive plan was last updated in 2009. And the Iowa Court of Appeals has denied a request for post-conviction relief from a Carroll man sentenced up to 25 years in prison on child sexual abuse charges. 80-year-old Raymond John Miller pled guilty to a single Class C felony charge after a Carroll Police Department investigation found he had sexual contact with multiple juvenile victims from 2007 to 2015. Miller filed his notice of intent to appeal a Carroll County District Court denial of his initial relief request in September 2023 on claims of deception and ineffective assistance of counsel and mental and physical disabilities due to his age. The appellate judges ruled Miller failed to prove any failure or wrongdoing by his attorney and did not provide any evidence suggesting his mental, physical, or emotional well-being prevented him from understanding the consequences of his guilty plea. The appeals process may not be over, however, as Miller could choose to petition the Iowa Supreme Court to take up his post-conviction relief request. Miller remains out of custody due to his medical hardships. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. We'll be right back. More news on the way after this on KCIM.
At Collins Aerospace, we believe in investing in our employees' future. That's why we are proud to offer our Employee Scholar Program. Whether you want to pursue a professional certificate or a degree related to the industry, we offer full tuition reimbursement and even paid study time. Our Employee Scholar Program is the perfect tool to help achieve the future you've been dreaming of. At Collins, we don't just want to offer you a job. We want to offer you a career and a future in aerospace. For details on the Collins Aerospace Employee Scholar Program, visit us at careers.rtx.com.
Attention homeowners, Carpet One is celebrating 70 years in Carroll, and that means big savings for you. Hurry in this week and save up to $600 on all types of flooring, window coverings, and more. Thinking about remodeling your home? Be sure to check out Carpet One's beautiful kitchen and bath design center with a huge selection of cabinets, countertops, sinks, tubs, fireplaces, and more. Only at Carpet One Floor and Home, Carroll's family-owned store of floors since 1954. See all offers and details at CarpetOneIowa.com.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. The Carroll Community School District has approved the designs for a new transportation facility and will now move into the construction documents phase for the project. During Monday's meeting, DLR Group presented those final designs to the board to approve before moving into the next steps and being one piece closer to construction starts. Eric Byrne, architect principal, says he understands the community's concerns about the alarmingly high price tag and that DLR respects the district's budget. Still, he says the district has used that building for over 30 years, and Byrne says it has served its purpose.
The community says, hey, let's put the dollars into the education, right, into the academics, into all the stuff that's seen publicly, and that is fantastic, and I agree with that 100%. But what happens is, by doing that every time, start to take away from the operational support that services those academics and services those things. This is, I think, a case in point where you've done great on that academic, on the school side, and now we need to support the operations that help support that academic learning.
Byrne said the city of Carroll approved of using a rock floor instead of a cement floor if that was a route the district wanted to take to lower construction costs. Board member Stacy McCauley asked if the kitchenette could be reduced or cut back to be less extravagant to help with some cost savings. Byrne said at this point the district would save little money due to construction material costs, but instead would just be shuffling money around, losing out on some benefits that the design could provide.
One of the things that we've tried to do is lay this out as efficiently as we can with some of the parameters. So when we're working with precast concrete, it likes to be kind of boxy. In generalities, to answer your question, probably not much that we can do at this point. And the reason being is if we were to reduce, let's say, this north edge, that would be then reduce your workshop area. If we kind of push everything down this way, we would begin to squeeze your maintenance bay. We'd probably be losing the entryway rather than having it direct on the west with western winds blowing in and things like that. I'm trying to take into account environmental factors as well. The crew room that you have, I would say, is probably about the size of your mechanic's office right about here. So there's really no great place for them other than out in the maintenance bay to gather. When Jeff does like an all-staff meeting, or it's really kind of cramped. So I think this will give you a little bit of room.
Board member Jim Friel asked what the cost savings would be if the board only approved of the base design, and Byrne said they would be roughly saving about $30,000 to $50,000, which would be the 6.5% fee since the district would not be taking the cold storage units to bid. Board member Dwayne Horsley noted if the district were to approve the design, it doesn't mean that they're approving the entire project, as they could turn down the alternates during the bidding process. Byrne confirmed Horsley's thinking, saying this was only to approve the design as presented to begin preparing bid documents.
If you proceed with all the options, right, and we just bid the whole thing, you will have all those numbers on July 11th. The board then can choose to accept any combination of that. If you decide on that July date that you only want to go with number one and not do number one and two, you'll have the cost for those. Our fee then, that 25% of our fee of that six and some odd, I would not charge that to you because you're not going to proceed into that phase for those two alternates. Everything we do, we try to do additive for you, so we build the infrastructure. So today, we don't want to do it, but let's do it in 5 years. You already have the design, it's already been mapped out. You would at that point then just be reissuing it for bid. You'll have the bid costs, and then if you choose to construct it, the construction value at that time. But the design cost is already baked into what we've done thus far.
With the board's approval of the designs, DLR Group is now entering that next phase of the project. The tentative schedule shows June 17th is when a bid date and public hearing are scheduled. As of now, the district is planning to receive bids for each scenario that could be constructed with the base bids and the alternates, but it is not clear which route the district will take yet. The bidding phase is expected to close on July 11th, with potential construction beginning for the next school year starts. Looking at the cost at that project, base bid, right around $5 million for just the facility. One of the alternates that is pretty likely to get chosen is the cold storage units. That's an additional $7 million. And then the total project, if all alternates are approved, and that is a less likely scenario, could be up to nearly $15 million to store the district's buses and other vehicles. Looking elsewhere, Main Street Coon Rapids and its board president were honored with three awards during the 2024 Main Street Iowa Development Ceremony last Friday. For the past 5 years, Main Street Coon Rapids has completed over 32 projects, investing over $1 million in private funding, along with being awarded over $1 million in grants and matching upwards of $200,000 in city funding. The organization used this money to invest in commercial and property possession and rehabilitation along that Main Street district. Main Street Coon Rapids was awarded the five-year milestone award for being in operations that long, as well as for surpassing the $1 million mark for private dollars collected. Board president and one of the founding members of Main Street Coon Rapids, Joe Stitz, was also recognized by the Main Street Iowa leadership team with the leadership award for his contribution to the Main Street program. Stitz was nominated for strengthening local businesses by finding training, funding, and networking opportunities for them, all while making himself available for everything related to Main Street. Stitz thanked Main Street Coon Rapids and Main Street Iowa for the award and the Coon Rapids community, saying, "Since our community became a Main Street community, I've seen so many changes take place, and not just physical changes. I lived in Coon Rapids for 10 years, and I've witnessed the pride in our community grow in the past 5 years. People have come out of the woodwork to support our Main Street organization physically, financially, and in spirit. The overwhelming support we received from Main Street Iowa has also helped us stay on track to complete our ambitious goals. Since starting Main Street Iowa nearly 40 years ago, the program has invested more than $2.7 billion in private investments, $3.8 million volunteer hours, rather, and 5,500 new businesses supporting more than 16,000 jobs throughout Iowa." A complete list of award winners included with the story online. And that is going to be wrapping up your KCIM Midday News. I'm Nathan Cohns reporting.